So I had some interesting ideas about the universal power relationship, which was came about because I've been listening to Andrew Marr's The History of Modern Britain, which is actually a Christmas present that I got on 6 audio CDs. So I'm up to CD 2, and there was this little bit on the universal power relationship. Lenin, during his visits to London, asked a question or two questions: who and whom? And his point was, who can do what to whom? Or in expressed very simply, who goes to whom, or who can be summoned by, or who summons? And it's interesting, very interesting, that the similarities between Rolls-Royce and the software industry. Let me explain. Charles Rolls was, as you know, part of Rolls-Royce, who is a rich, titled, well-known landowner. And Henry Royce was the innovative industrial engineer of genius. He was a railway apprentice. He lived on bread and milk, and he had an electrical works in Manchester. And the point of this is that it wasn't Henry Royce, who went down to London and spoke to Charles Rolls. It was the other way round, which is extremely surprising if you know this story. It was Charles Rolls who had to travel up to Manchester and visit the then up-and-coming Royce. And that's very interesting in what we have now in software. If you think of Apple and its application store and its app store, then the challenge there now is that the power is in the developers' hands to actually develop applications. And if you think of social networking, I think the universal power relation is actually changing a little bit. So it was really quite interesting to hear that chapter of Andrew Marr's audio CD book, which is well worth a listen. I bid you adieu, and I'll see you next time.